WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. An Illinois jury has convicted a former sheriff's deputy of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey, a black woman who called 911 for help. Sean Grayson's attorneys had argued he feared she would harm him with a pan of hot water she was handling. Reporter Brandon Morano was in the courtroom when the verdict came down.
He was sitting quietly when the verdict was read, did not move, didn't really react to it. His family, after it was read, could be heard sobbing right behind us. We were sitting right in front of them. Massey's family could be seen putting their heads in their hands and consoling each other.
He had been charged with first-degree murder. CBS's Anna Schechter believes the jury was convinced he felt threatened.
Second-degree murder charges, why is that important? Sentencing guidelines are completely different. He could face up to 20 years in prison instead of up to life in prison, 45 to life.
The Federal Reserve cut a key interest rate today, and for a short time, investors on Wall Street cheered. But then the Fed chair spoke. Kelly O'Grady was listening in.
Something that stuck out to me, and clearly stuck out to investors too, is when Powell uttered this phrase, a further reduction in the policy rate at the December meeting is not a foregone conclusion, far from it. So what he's saying is that interest rate cut that everyone was expecting after the Fed released its projections at the last meeting is not for sure.
And stocks finished mixed. In Jamaica, the cleanup is underway after Hurricane Melissa. CBS's Jason Allen has been surveying the damage.
Video from above the fishing village of Alligator Pond shows massive destruction. And on the ground,
a roof has gone, clothes has wet up. I need some help. Please, I need some help.
Power lines are down across Jamaica, roads covered in mud and water, and homes damaged or destroyed.
Israel says the ceasefire in Gaza is back on after it launched deadly airstrikes. Elizabeth Palmer reports.
For the moment, the ceasefire is apparently back in effect and holding, which is very good news, although I think anybody would admit it's pretty fragile.
An internet pioneer has been sold for a reported $1.5 billion. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Many of us think of AOL as this older company tied to a bygone era of the internet. But in fact, it's still around, offering stuff like identity theft protection and what they say is email without as many ads.
A company called Bending Spoons says it will buy AOL from Yahoo, subject to regulatory approval. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
The Bucks beat the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 121-111 over the New York Knicks. Another big night for Giannis Antetokounmpo, leading with 37 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. NFL, the Packers and the Steelers game drew 28 million viewers, one of the highest rated games in the history of Sunday Night Football. So what did it mean for Jordan Love to have such a strong performance against Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's pretty meaningful. I think that speaks also to the respect that we have for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the guys that were here and were able to witness and see how he would perform, not only on the Sundays, but also in practice and all that. But yeah, Jordan's shown a ton of growth. We have a ton of confidence in him. And I thought he played a complete game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, lows in the low 30s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, highs into the low 50s. On Friday, a slight chance of showers, high within a few degrees of 50. Dry and a little warmer this weekend. Right now it's 53.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Immigrants seeking naturalization as U.S. citizens will now need to answer twice as many questions correctly as before the Trump administration. Can I pass it? Find out. Join us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
To everyone counting down the days until pumpkin season, your wait is finally over.
The Salted Caramel Pumpkin Concrete Mixer and Pumpkin Spice Shake are back at Culver's for a limited time. And because nothing beats the real thing, every scoop of fresh frozen custard is made with farm fresh dairy, and every bite is filled with real pumpkin puree. So come visit us at Culver's, or order ahead in the app or online, and fall in love with these pumpkin desserts all over again.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Looking in your wallet shouldn't look like a Halloween scene. Put money back in your pocket with eWay Sales and Pawn in Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point. When cobwebs and moths take over your wallet, turn to the team at eWay Sales and Pawn, because when your money is gone, it's time to pawn. Find scary good deals on tools, firearms, jewelry, and more. eWay Sales and Pawn, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. Happy Halloween!
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're doing this. It's Wednesday night in beautiful downtown Green Bay, speaking out to the entire state, which is always fun, especially as we lead up to Halloween. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you had a great day. Wherever you're joining us from, welcome, welcome. Please be part of the show. Great guest tonight. A fun question. And Conrad Krieger, working the board. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing very well. Thank you. I got parking on the street tonight because I was cutting it a little. Well, I got here about 20 to 6, but it was a little closer than I cut it. But and I was 2 minutes short of 6 o'clock because they can ticket you after 6 o'clock here in downtown Green, or before 6 o'clock. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had enough money, enough loose change in my car to take me to 557. So if I go out there and I have a ticket, I'm going to raise civic hell. We'll see.
Isn't that the best though? When you find some loose change, you're like, this will come handy.
Yeah. And you know, what's funny is like nobody out there, all the spots, like all the meters have the red light blinking.
Well, now you just gave them a tip. All right.
I guess I just alerted the everyone's taking advantage of
it's past six. I'm just kidding.
I know, but listen, if you're trying to meet a quota and you're a cop, there's four right there. Nobody paid. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to be a good citizen. So, there you go. We've got a great show tonight, folks. Two great guests. As usual, I can't remember the last time we had a bad guest. Have we ever had a bad guest, Conrad?
No, definitely not.
You know, there are some that are more entertaining than others. If they're interesting, funny, or just nice people, it's fun.
Everyone has their own story.
Everyone has their own story. Well said. John Roach will be here at 6:35 tonight. Speaking of great guests, he made a documentary called A Road at Night. It's really, really good. It's about Howard Moore and his family. Howard was a UW-Madison basketball player. He played his high school ball in Chicago, came up to Madison, fell in love with Madison, met a girl from Madison. They had a family. And there was a tragedy, a car wreck involving a drunk driver, and which altered the Moore family's, all of their lives. And we'll talk about that with John at 6:35. His documentary is so good. It will make you fall in love with Madison and UW basketball and the Moore family. It's just a heartwarming, beautiful story. And it's going to be playing at the Driftless Film Festival. Probably, I think it's November 6th, but we'll talk to John about that. And then at 7:20, sticking with the spirit of Halloween, our pal from Door County Trolley, Carl Sarecki, will be here. Carl was here last year, told us some great stories about the trolley and the tour they take with the ghost stories. And You know what kind of surprised me about that is he did not really hold back. He said there's some creepy stuff that happens, even during the tour, occasionally. So my wife and I were thinking about going there this weekend, and I wonder if...
Ooh, that sounds fun.
I've never been... I don't think I've been all the way up to the point by Ellison Bay where you can look out to Washington Island.
Oh, it... You know, I was there for a brief moment.
Yeah. Recently,
but,
right?
Yeah, but it was cool just to see, like, the edge of the thumb.
Yeah. And that's... I might have been there. I just can't remember. But I know I've been countless times to Sister Bay, but I don't know that I've been up to Ellison Bay maybe once or twice, but I don't know that I ever saw the actual tip of the thumb. So we might do that. We'll see. But Carl will be here at 7:20 telling some spooky trolley stories. You know, he's a history teacher by day.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Then he runs into a phone booth and puts on the trolley director outfit.
You know, I thought of being a history teacher in high school.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why didn't you?
But then I went for finance.
So you were going to be a history teacher, you went for finance, and now you're producing radio. Oh, okay.
You know, I went for finance for like, you know, two semesters, and I was like, this sucks.
Listen, that's where the money is if you can deal with it, but I was the same way. I remember going through that phase where I was like, oh, I should be responsible and go into business. And I'm like, I don't know the first thing about business. I'm not even really interested in it. Why would I do that? You know?
You know, I got a rude awakening when I took accounting in high school, and I got A's in both of the accounting classes I did.
Wow.
And the last level of it in high school too. So I went into college thinking, this will be a breeze. And I took one accounting class, fell way behind. And I was like, this is not for me. This is not for me.
Is it too late to drop a class? I was like that in high school. I took an accounting class and it was like debit, credit, that should be it. You got more than you spend more than you got. What else is there? But oh my God, there's a ton of stuff. And after about 3 days, I just completely spaced out. I probably got like a D+ in the class because the teacher thought I was funny. But it's terrible. I'm not good at that stuff. But so anyway, John Roach, Carl Sarecki, two great guests. And we have a question we should probably get to because I think it's a fun Halloween question. So let's get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, we got a good one, folks. A good one in the spirit of Halloween. Tonight's question is, what is the perfect Halloween double feature? You're in for the night. It's raining, maybe windy, stormy. Kids are done trick-or-treating, grandkids, whatever. What's the Halloween double feature? It's on a Friday this year, so it's a great night to kick back, make some popcorn, and watch two scary movies. What is your Halloween double feature? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can drop us a comment on the app. If you don't have the Civic Media app, download it, please. It's very easy to use, and it's great. You can take it with you. Or if you're watching the radio on Facebook, X, or YouTube, drop us a stream comment. And if you're watching on Facebook or X, give us a like and or a follow if you're so inclined. I got to be honest. I'm still thinking about this. So why don't you go? I really can't. I'm not a big scary movie guy, but I'm kind of having trouble figuring out what my second movie should be.
You know, I'm not a huge horror fan either, but I like when they combine it with comedy.
Okay, yeah.
So that's why I picked A Haunted House. That's with Marlon Wayans. And A Haunted House 2.
Oh, my God. I've never even heard of those.
It's so funny. And they basically parody, in the first one, it's Paranormal Activity they parody.
Yeah.
And in the second one, it's like a mixture. They do, you know, the doll Annabelle?
Yeah.
They do a parody of that.
Those are movies, right?
Yeah. They do the parody of in the second one. So
it's got to be. I mean, if the Wayans brothers are involved, I would think it's a parody.
It's hilarious.
Sometimes I find those guys funny, and sometimes I'm like, next.
Yeah, they have some great actors in it too. In the second one, Gabriel Iglesias shows up. I know you love
Gabriel Iglesias. Oh, the comedian.
Yeah.
I was thinking Julio's kid, Enrique. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, no, I got nothing against Gabriel Iglesias. I just couldn't follow him. It was a defining moment in my comedy career. All right, those are two, and that was easy. Same franchise. And I just figured out what my second movie will be. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start off with Rear Window, which is not a horror film, but it's scary. There's a murder. It all takes place in New York City where Jimmy Stewart can look out and see the other apartments, and he sees what he thinks is a terrible crime. Great movie, one of my all-time faves. And then I would segue into The Shining, which is a bona fide horror film.
Yeah.
So those are my two. That's my double feature. Conrad's got his double feature. What is your Halloween double feature? That is tonight's question of the night. Let us know. Be part of the show, folks. Always more fun when you guys participate. I will say I finished the movie. I think I mentioned this the other day, A House of Dynamite. It's Catherine Bigelow directed. She's a very good director, great action director. And it was good. It was like a nonlinear telling of a nuclear warhead headed to America. And they pick it up and they're trying to figure out if they should retaliate. They don't really know where it's from. So that therein lies kind of the conflict for the president, played by Idris Elba. And I liked that. He was portrayed as very human. Like, what do I do? They don't know who launched it. And there are people telling him, just nuke all your enemies. So there's like a moral dilemma. And he wasn't that typical macho movie president. He was like really conflicted. Like, what would I do? And what would you do? You got your enemies saying they didn't send it. They deny it. I think the first city that went was Cleveland. Another one was headed right for Chicago. Like, cities would be obliterated. What do you do in response? So it was interesting, and it ended very ambiguously. Like, they don't really give you a finite ending of what happened. I think it's supposed to just ask a question. But I did like it. It moved. Got pretty good reviews. I didn't love it, but I was entertained. So there you go. If you're watching something, share that with us as well, folks. Also, I want to tell you, if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to Civic Media Today. It's a brand new daily newsletter. And it has all the Civic Media content delivered right to your inbox every weekday, connecting you to all the news stories, podcast feeds, YouTube live streams, other favorite shows, and more. I do Hollywood Beats every day. A lot of times there's a column that will be included in that as well. So definitely check out Civic Media Today. Great way to stay informed. And go to civicmedia.us for more information. So where are you going, Conrad? You're gone tomorrow. You're leaving on the eve of Halloween. What gives?
Yeah, I got a pretty early flight.
You got a fight before you hit the road? Who are you fighting?
At 9:30. That's okay. My flight time. So actually, it's pretty nice.
It's not too bad.
And it's only like, I get an hour to Chicago from Appleton and then Chicago to Tennessee. So it's not total travel time is 5 hours with the
layover.
The layover. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm going to Tennessee to see one of my best friends get married.
Well done. Are you in the party? Are you in the wedding party? Okay.
Yep.
Best man?
Not best man. His brother is, but okay. I'm up there.
There is no shame in losing best man status to a relative, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to Tennessee?
Yeah, actually, where we're going is Gatlinburg.
Okay.
And I went there when I was 10, somewhere around that age. I went to Gatlinburg. Stayed at this kind of cool resort when I was younger, and it's such a cool area because there's mountains, everywhere.
Oh yeah, it's a very beautiful state.
And one of the main things is there was a huge attraction there, I think. I don't know if it's still there or not, but you go all the way up this, like, gondola kind of thing, and it goes all the way up, and it's at the top of a mountain.
Okay.
And it's really cool. Yeah, so Gatlinburg.
That is cool. I think at some point on the show, I talked about when I flew there because I was in a movie. I had a small part in a movie. So I flew to Tennessee. The taxi driver picked me up and he took me to my hotel. It was like a 45-minute drive. And he was telling me the story about a city. I can't remember the name of the city, but it had nuclear issues.
That's always nice to hear.
Yeah, and he goes, well, I'm not going to bore you with the whole story. And there's this long pause and he goes, but basically, he went into this long story. But every time he mentioned a Tennessee city, he mentioned Gatlin. Is it Gatlinburg?
Yeah.
I go, is that the home of the... the Gatlin brothers. He goes, he just looks at me, goes, no. And then there was like another city that was like, oh, Oak Ridge it was. That's the nuclear city.
Oh, okay.
And I said, is that where the Oak Ridge boys are from? He goes, no. I was just trying to connect. Like, I thought this is where these bands got their name, and he totally, I don't know. He didn't like me, Connor. I'm
Did
just trying
him?
To connect.
Did you tip him at least?
Probably. All right, we're coming right back to read your text. Our question of the night, what's your Halloween double feature? It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to cry, cry, cry alone.
When you feel that blue, I'm waiting to talk. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 1944, when Franklin Roosevelt said he would run for a fourth term, discussions began on a constitutional amendment to limit a U.S. president to two terms in office. In 1951, the 22nd Amendment was ratified. Now, a Tennessee congressman wants to repeal it. Would it actually be possible for Donald Trump to be president again? January 23rd, Representative Andy Ogles introduced a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to provide that no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than three times. While the resolution received a lot of attention, constitutional amendments require a two-thirds majority in Congress and be ratified by three-quarters of the states, neither of which is likely. Trump himself has flirted with the idea of staying in the presidency. The Hill reported Trump told GOP leaders, quote, I suspect I won't be running again unless you do something. Unless you say, he's so good, we just have to figure it out. A recent Politico article explained another scenario where a loophole in the 22nd Amendment could allow another presidential candidate to run with Donald Trump as vice president. The new president would then step down, allowing Trump to become president again. A 1999 Minnesota Law Review article discusses this and other such vaguely legal maneuvers as well. Unlikely, yes. Out of the question, no. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The Daggers.
Got it! Got it! And a foul! John Blackwell is feeling it.
The exclamation point.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Milligan! And that's 100 for the Wisconsin Badgers.
You're on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. So fun on a Wednesday, major holiday right around the corner, folks. There's a nip in the air and some creepy winds blowing. Halloween is right around the corner. Our question of the night is, what is your Halloween double feature? I said Rear Window, which isn't a horror film, but it's, you know, it's scary. It's involves a murder. And then I went with The Shining, which just is beyond creepy to me. And not even the parts of The Shining that scare me the most are not even like the over the top or overt scary scenes, like where he's got the axe, or it's just the stuff like where he's in the men's room talking about to the attendant and you can hear the party that doesn't even exist in the background. So many creepy things like that. And Nicholson's just creepy. Even when he takes the gig and he's talking to the hotel manager, he's just a creepy guy. Conrad said, I've already forgotten. A Wayans Brothers franchise.
A haunted house, and then a haunted house too.
Okay. So what's yours? What did you say Rich Tallarico posted?
I saw it on Facebook.
I love Rich's post. He said he
ordered no-show socks and they never came.
Oh, I love it. His Key and Peele skit is so funny. The substitute teacher.
It's in the Smithsonian, correct?
Yeah.
And it's just like...
It's brilliant.
I'm pretty sure everyone my age and older too, just like part of my childhood was always saying names wrong because of that skit.
Right. And when he came on the show last time, he was on the show. He said, "Let's do a bit." And I was like, "Oh man, I'm going to improv with this like Second City alumni who's this great sketch writer." And yeah, he's so funny and such a great guy. So that's good stuff. Let's read some of our social media responses. JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy. Conrad.
Behind the guy.
Yeah. Ed Gein, the musical and the godfather of Green Bay. Oh boy. Although Tim's Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein is amazing. And also Daniel Wheeler's Last Witch in Wisconsin and Scary Movie 3. So many options. Boy, JB is a salesman.
That's another comedy, you know, with Scary Movies.
He worked a lot of movies into that text. That he has ties to most of them. The Godfather of Green Bay, he doesn't. But that's not, I mean, it wasn't supposed to be scary. I meant it as a comedy. Thank you, JB. Rich LoCascio, WRJN's own Rich LoCascio, says, Ernest Scared Stupid. Army of Darkness. Why do I think Rich might be serious about that Ernest movie?
You know, I've never seen the Ernest movies, so.
They're not scary. They're scary because it's the Hey Vern guy. Hey Vern. You made a whole bunch of bad movies. But they're probably funny if you're in the right mood, I guess. Children's book illustrator Rob Momartz says, Halloween and Halloween 2, the originals. Okay, there you go. Another franchise guy for you, Conrad. My pal Tim Baker says, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein and the original Frankenstein. Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein is one of those, it was like a scary, funny movie before they really became a thing. But a good film. Richard Vargas on social media says, Young Frankenstein and John Carpenter's The Thing. I always forget about The Thing. That's a really scary movie.
You know, it's a terrifying movie. The Human Centipede. Have you ever seen that heard about it?
No. What is it?
Do not. Do not.
Why? Is it just gory?
It's
got to be.
Imagine a centipede.
Yeah.
Now imagine.
That's all that you had me at centipede. I'm scared to death of centipedes.
Now imagine bodies forming in the shape of a centipede.
So it's like The Substance with Demi Moore almost.
It's a really, really, really creepy movie. I had nightmares from that movie.
I don't want to see it. Director, writer, producer John Roach will be here at 6:35, folks. We're going to tell you where you can see his outstanding documentary, A Road at Night. And 7:20, Carl Sarecki from Door County Ghost Trolley Tours joins us. Carl is a lot of fun and will tell us some great ghost stories about Door County. I love it. Every time I go to Door County, I just want to move there. And it's weird because I think that means I'm getting older. Like, I always liked it, but I would never go, oh, I got to move to Door County. But it's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
414, Edward says The Fog and the original Halloween. Adrian Barbeau, busty as ever, radio host in Antonio Bay. Edward, a lot of people have been dropping comments. Was that Edward the other night that talked about the lesbian action in one of those movies? I'm like, what is happening here?
I don't know.
Listen, folks, we'll talk about sex more on the show. Maybe that's what, maybe the audience, the couch potatoes are undersexed, or is it oversexed? I don't know. We'll try to cover sex more. Eliza from Green Bay, she's in the, it's a 513. I think that's Cincinnati.
That's Eliza Cousinhart.
Oh, that's Eliza.
Yeah.
Could be an Australian. Very good. She says Practical Magic and Sleepy Hollow. I've never seen Practical Magic. Sleepy Hollow is pretty creepy, though. And she says, this is Eliza and I'm right. What does that mean?
That she's right about the films. That's the only options.
I'm not going to fight you, Eliza. Probably lose anyway. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Eliza, for the text. Chris from the 608 says, Obergatlinburg. That's a Tennessee text for Conrad, I think.
Obergatlinburg.
Yeah. You make anything of that?
I don't know. I'm going there, I guess.
You might have to Google it. Maybe Chris is trying to direct you to a fun attraction. 608, Tyler says, Halloween double feature, The Witch with Anna Taylor-Joy and The Wicker Man with the original Sneaky Scary. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I just looked it up. That's the resort I went to when I was younger.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
How did he know that?
I don't know. Maybe it's famous.
Or maybe, yeah, maybe. 414, Jack says, I'm a bit of a sci-fi buff, so my favorite horror movie choices would be The First Alien and Pitch Black with Vin Diesel. First Alien. Forgot about The First Alien. Great movie. Eliza again says, actually, the Babadook, Australian, so I got it. I have not seen that. Let's Google that one too, Con. All right, we'll get to more of your text later. John Roach is going to be here after the news. His documentary, A Road at Night, is so great. We're going to tell you where you can see it. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. So glad you're with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
CBS News Brief. An Illinois jury has convicted a former sheriff's deputy of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey, who called 911 for help. CBS's Christian Benavides.
In closing arguments Tuesday, an attorney for the prosecution said...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside in the Kohl Center, second and final exhibition matchup for Great Guards Wisconsin Badgers, taking on Jeff Guards. Platteville Pioneers, regular season begins Monday night for the Badgers as they host Campbell. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Did you miss me?
Of course I missed you. The popcorn was fantastic. I felt bad for you that you missed the popcorn Friday night. It was glorious.
That's why I took a picture and sent it to you in the press box in Eugene.
But they get it downgraded because it was a plastic cup. I need a good vessel to put the popcorn in. It was too small in Eugene. I thought it was bad.
I feel like what I should say to you is Merry Christmas. I mean, it's officially Monday, and it really could have been last Friday. I don't know if Chris Vosters did that, but your favorite time of the year.
It absolutely is. I love the exhibition games that we've seen. Like, it's been amazing. It's been so joyful to me to kind of get meaningful basketball because nobody's really taking it as exhibition games.
Yes.
Like, they've played real. So you've got to see glimpses of what these teams will look like. And Badgers have another one in front of them tonight.
All right, a half an hour away from the opening tip. The Badgers and the Pioneers coming up. Our pregame chat with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The daggers.
Got it! Got it! And a foul! John Blackwell is feeling it.
The exclamation point.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Sponsored by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Here is a list of trick-or-treat times happening on Friday, October 31st in the central Wisconsin area. Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Buren, Nakusa, and Port Edwards, 5 to 7 p.m. Vesper and Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Pittsville, Stevens Point, and Plover, 5 to 8 p.m. Adams and Friendship, 4 to 7 p.m. And don't miss the spooktacular trunk-or-treat event starting at 5 o'clock at the Sports Complex on 2401 Cedar Drive in Plover, hosted by the Plover Police and Fire Department, Plover Whiting Youth Athletics, and the Boys and Girls Club of Portage County.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's the Badgers and the Platteville Pioneers. Our pregame chat with Badgers head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. It's fun to be back here. I know you've had the exhibition game at Fiserv Forum, but back at the Kohl Center, you red-white scrimmage, but to see somebody else, your guys have to be just pumped to know that the season now is upon them.
Yeah, I think, you know, you put a lot into this going back to, you know, the offseason, starting back last spring in April when we got done with last season, and then into June and getting everybody here and putting the pieces together, and then the building through the summer into the grind of the fall. And yeah, this is why you know from a player standpoint, this is what you look forward to. It's practice is great, but it's not what they really want to do. So we like practice as coaches much better. We're a point too where we need to play just to force ourselves to take some growth.
I know you and I have talked about it a couple of times already this week, but for those maybe driving to the Kohl Center or wherever they may be, the benefits of having a game like you had Friday over a closed scrimmage.
Yeah, I think anytime you can get out under the lights, you know, I think, you know, the game pressure is real, specifically if you have a crowd. Obviously, playing a good opponent always creates more game pressure. You know, lights in a place that, you know, until we get a little shoot around on Friday, you know, hadn't been in. So it's all in preparation for what's coming. And I think anytime you can, I always tell our players, we have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, and the more uncomfortable positions we can put them in, scheduling is a piece of that. You know, different environments where they have to get out of their comfort zone in order to take another step is beneficial for us.
You guys like JB, Nolan Winter, they've all been through it. Nick Boyd's been through it, but not as a Badger. And then all the freshmen, who, you know, the guys who got in there, just a little different, right? From a practice, you get the true speed of a game.
It is. It's the speed, and there's you know, they're human. There's jitters. There's nerves, especially the young guys, and quite frankly, even the older guys, because it's another year of not with the same surroundings. We don't have Steve Crow, Klesmet, Gilmore, McGee, all those guys that Tanjay, mm-hmm. and all those guys from last year. Remember them?
Most of those guys are in Salt Lake now.
Yeah,
right?
They are. Yeah, it's the Salt Lake Badgers. But anyway. No, just it's a chance again. You jump back into it, and every season's a new journey.
All right, we'll take a break. More on tonight's game, the Badgers and the Pioneers, as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The wait is over. Badger Hoops tips off this month. With new faces on the roster and highly anticipated conference battles ahead, the drive for excellence never changes. From buzzer beaters to Big Ten showdowns, Wisconsin men's basketball delivers the moments you live for at the Kohl Center. Purchase your single game tickets by visiting uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin, only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
On game day, there's nothing like Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard getting ready to go up against Jeff Gard. You two have combined for a lot of wins. Your teams have won a ton of games. And that's, you know, for him down there year after year to be as good as they are. And we've talked about it here, being able to sustain it. Pretty impressive what your brother's done, isn't it?
It is, you know, and I think he's done a good job of adapting and adjusting. He's tweaked style of play a little bit, much like we have, and as scoring has gone up, the game has changed. So I think you evolve and adapt. I think any good coach realizes you can't stay the same because you're going to get passed by, and he's been able to really stay tethered to the foundation. And obviously, and I was a part of that through the mid-90s with Coach Ryan, mid to late 90s, and he's been able to really lean into that and continue to build off that and sustain it. It's one thing to build it, it's another thing to sustain it, and he's doing a really good job of sustaining it at a really high level. And they shoot a lot of threes, run it up and down the floor a little bit, still throw it inside to a couple big guys, but they got a new team too. He lost the two-time National Player of the Year, Logan Pearson, so I know he's trying to figure out what he's got on his lineup too.
Yeah, Logan is a graduate assistant now at the Penn State program. So we talked last night at the tip-off event and other occasions. This is obviously your looking at your team, he's looking at his, but the Guarding Against Cancer initiative, some $10 million raised over the course of going back to 2016. It's a special night on multiple fronts, isn't it?
It is. I think, obviously the awareness that we can bring to this disease I think the other thing is the resources, the awareness to the resources that are available for patients and people in the state of Wisconsin. And, whether it's the Carbone Center, where obviously direct treatment, but also we'll have four organizations here tonight from Southwest Wisconsin that we recognized back in September with a donation to their groups. They're part of the grassroots initiatives. They're the everyday car rides, gas cards, meals, things that really patients, when you're going through that, and their support group and their families need that everyday support, because it's one thing to come to Madison or wherever for treatment, but there's another 6 days a week, or if you're coming every 2 weeks, that you have a lot of struggles that this disease brings with it.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. We'll take a look at some of the Big Ten teams ahead this season, presented by the Big Ten Network. That's coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger. Something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet. Under the bed. In the car. But I don't want your money. Or your TV. I can't be scared away. Or negotiated with. I'm patient. And quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center. The Badgers of the Platteville Pioneers tonight. Time for our Big Ten report. Brian Butch will be with us most of the games, but he'll be on assignment for television purposes now and then. You've already had a chance, Butchie, to look at a couple of other Big Ten teams. Let's start with one with a new coach, Indiana. You had their game a few days ago, right?
Yeah, and I think when you look at that, they played Baylor in an exhibition game, and the biggest difference that I look at with Indiana, most importantly, I'm trying to say this nicely. Nah, the heck with it. Indiana didn't always play hard last year. They had a lot of talent,
yes,
but they didn't play hard. I think that was a big thing that, you know, the reason that they made the coaching change, the way that they evaluated, the way they didn't shoot the ball from three. They were built on, hey, we're going to pile in the post. The game's changed. So what have they done? They went out and got three-point shooters, and they play extremely, extremely hard. They're going to be a really tough team just because the way that they practice, the way that they, you know, go about their business, it's different than the last couple of Indiana teams. I've been to Indiana shoot rounds covering it. There was a different vibe. This year you could just already tell the energy, the effort that they play with. You have to match it. It's not one where they have to match you. You're going to have to match the way that they play.
Well, another team that's going to be a problem, and it's been with Dusty May there, and obviously his coaching acumen is very well documented now. And he's got a little bit of talent to work with again, right?
Well, more than a little bit. You look at exactly what he's got. First of all, he started their bigs, and Johnson, who was from Illinois, Mara, who was at UCLA. So you bring in transfers that played in the Big Ten. It's not like you're bringing a mid-major player up like Indiana. A bunch of mid-major guys. Can their game translate? That's a question. You don't have to question Michigan with who they brought in. Transfer Cadeau from their point guard from North Carolina. He is so good at getting into the paint. They are the real deal. They're number 7 in the nation right now. They're going to be in the top 5 the entire year. This team is that good. But that being said, like, you got to be able to guard. You got to be able to do some things. They turned the ball over a ton last year. They've turned it over a ton already the last two exhibition games they've played, too. 20-plus turnovers for that Michigan team. So with every team, when we talk about this time of year, there's always question marks. Mm-hmm. Everybody addresses some of the question marks that they thought through the portal. There still will be more question marks that each team has.
As Greg Gard has mentioned, you don't want to finish product right now. And his line is, everybody is telling his team of what they are. And Greg is emphasizing what they're not. And it might sound cliche, but it really rings true. And I think that's the exciting thing about this Badgers team. And we'll talk more about that as we move forward tonight and on into the early games of the season. That is our Big Ten report. After this break, we'll have the UW Health Injury Update, plus the Wisconsin DOT starting lineups. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Medicine and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Few things can match a rockin' fifth quarter after a big Badger victory, but a pregame tailgate bash at Camp Randall with a grill full of Usinger sausage is awfully close. Hi, this is Robin Yao. A parking lot filled with the delicious aroma of Usinger sausage cooking up on a crisp, cool fall day is a Wisconsin football tradition. Nearly 150 years of making Wisconsin's finest sausage guarantees you've got the best. The elf on the label means quality on your table.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryan dealer at Bryan.com. That's Bryan.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Folks, the clock is ticking. Are you ready to get in the game? While your neighbors are stuck on the bench with a leaky shed, Cleary Building Corp is out here throwing down monster dunks in custom buildings. Whether you need a sports facility, storage for all your gear, or just a winning space to hang out, Cleary's dream team designs and builds it like the pros they are. Get in the game with Cleary Building Corp. Call today and let's build a winner.
Cleary built with pride before the Shamrock Supplied.
Time for our injury update presented by UW Health and Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Best kind of update. Everybody good to go here for Greg Gard's team as they're ready for their final exhibition game before the regular season starts on Monday night. Now to the starting lineups. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. Jeff Gard, the head coach of the Platteville Pioneers. 276 wins for him in his time with the Pioneers, 26-3 a year ago, and here's how he will line them up here this evening against the Wisconsin Badgers. The big is Joey Furman, 6'8 senior out of Wanakee, averaged 9 points, about 7 rebounds per game a year ago. Max Love, 6'5 senior out of St. Charles, Illinois, 10 points, 4 boards per game. Lucas Ramaker, 6'4 junior from Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs High School, averaged a bit better than a point a game last year, appearing in 26 of the 29 games. Aiden Wazorik is a 6'3 senior out of Huntley, Illinois, 3.5 points, 2.5 rebounds. And Bristol Lewis rounds out the starting five, 6'2 junior out of East Moline, Illinois, about 8 points, 2.5 rebounds per game last season for the Pioneers. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five that he had on Friday night in Milwaukee against Oklahoma. Austin Rapp, 6'10 sophomore from Melbourne, Australia, the transfer out of Portland. Nolan Winter, the 7-footer junior from Lakeville, Minnesota. Andrew Rohde, 6'6 senior out of Brookfield, coming in from the Virginia Cavaliers, where he was the last two seasons. John Blackwell, 6'4 junior from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. And Nick Boyd, the 6'3 senior from Garnerville, New York, most recently at San Diego State, a big factor in FAU going to the Final Four back in 2023. And those are your starting lineups for the Badgers and the Platteville Pioneers. We mentioned the two coaches and the success that both Jeff and Greg have had. They have combined for 489 wins in their careers. Greg with 213, and this is his 11th season, and he is about to begin his 10th full season as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. And the guy he stepped in for is in the house tonight. Of course he is. Bo Ryan, a little bit of success, if you missed it, with the Wisconsin Badgers as well as the Platteville Pioneers. Before Bo gets out his golf clubs again, he's going to watch a little basketball, and yeah, we'll dig in from the distance here as we proceed tonight as the Badgers and Pioneers hook up. The Clean Mark opening tip is coming up. Clean Mark, proud cleaning partner of Wisconsin Athletics and trusted by organizations nationwide to keep facilities game day ready. Clean Mark, you deserve clean. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business. Well, Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But Wallet Hub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s. And CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The left wing goes to the goal and sends it down with the right hand
from Madtown.
Blackwell drives to the hole.
And all throughout the great state of Wisconsin.
The triple, the 19th made three today.
It's time.
How you do anything is how you're going to do everything.
For Badger.
Rebound, Winter to the rim. Slam dunk.
Basketball.
When the lights go on and the scoreboard starts ticking, who responds in those moments?
Left of the lane, one pump goes up, got it, count it, and a foul.
This group is fearless. They're excited for what's coming.
And the Wisconsin Badgers stand the floor at the Kohl Center.
Sky's the limit.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, the second and final exhibition tune-up for Greg Gard's Badgers. They take on the Platteville Pioneers. And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I always feel a little silly following such a well-performed national anthem. I didn't know you could sing like that.
What are you saying? This isn't well-performed, what we do? Are you saying the next 2.5 hours isn't going to be well-performed?
I'd like to apologize for the drop-off in talent here after the great
This might
great
be our
work.
Finest moment now.
It could be.
This might be our yes.
We're undefeated.
Correct,
we're
right yes. Now. There's a reason I'm on this side.
You feel better every morning, right? You don't have the knees aren't barking.
That's
the ankles aren't barking.
Shots fired. Yes, I do.
We are underway. We are underway. It's fun, right? This is a fun time of year.
Yes.
This one doesn't count, but it does because everybody's evaluated. Both Jeff and Greg Gard, as the head coaches of this game, will be looking very closely at their own teams. But it all starts on Monday, and there's a lot of anticipation, Butchie, about this Wisconsin team. The unknown is everybody else. But they feel like they've got this portal thing figured out. They brought in some big-time talent.
There's no question. But this is what I'll say. So is everybody else.
Exactly.
So now it's about building the team. As much as the portal, when that's the conversation, because it was October and it's still October, like when you get to about November 15th, that portal conversation stops because this is your team, and now how do you come together? For Greg and staff, they're already worried about how they come together. The portal conversation's over. That's for us in the media to talk about. Well, look at these new additions, and look at what this person's done. Now this team and Greg and everyone on the staff is evaluating, saying, okay, this is what we have. We can't go get new players in the middle of the season. That's not how this works. So we've got to address any areas that might come up. We've got to figure out how we gel quickly and play well. And for me, tonight and really the next that first week, I want to see this Badger team really rebound.